be presenting on, if you were at the adolescent health presentations in the last session, this work is broadly within the domain of looking at protective factors and looking at the dynamics of how we can shore up the social ecology in which youth live and develop to promote their health. I'd like to acknowledge our many partners in this participatory and community-based research project, many organizations in New York City, the New York State Department of Health AIDS Institute, the Adolescent HIV Prevention Services Unit of that institute, the Cornell University Family Life Development Center. And particularly, I'd like to thank the youth who were involved in the pilot study on which I'll be reporting, and my co-authors and colleagues and co-conspirators. Okay. HIV prevention programs, as you know, often work to use participatory strategies, including very, very active engagement of youth in decision making. And the history of looking at and assessing and measuring active program participation has generally been used to evaluate the program processes rather than the health-related impacts. So our study really examined the relationship between program participation, the characteristics of program participation, and HIV risk reduction practices. And the background for the partnership and for the work that we're doing is that, in a word, in New York State and nationally and globally, too many youth are becoming infected with HIV, and of those who are infected, far too few are accessing testing and care. The methods in this I'm going to be talking about just a tiny little bit of the project. This development of one scale that is part of a larger measure of characteristics of program participation. And this work is embedded in a process that has involved multiple organizations, staff people, policymakers, program coordinators, and particularly the youth. So we're really just kind of zeroing in on one piece of it. In this particular scale development process, we drafted an 8-item scale around young people's influence and their voice within programs, and also the opportunities that the HIV prevention programs in which they were participating that generated around their own individual development, their perceptions of how these working within these programs fostered their future pathways. We piloted the scale with about 25 youth from 4 programs in New York City. It was a very, very, very diverse and wonderful subset of the youth involved in those programs. I could go into the demographics, but I'll save that for another presentation. The scale was very well received by the youth and also by the program staff involved in the programs, and the questions were viewed as salient, valid by the youth involved in the study. And we did a lot of the work involved in the pilot study was really getting the youth to comment on what worked, what didn't work, what questions were well framed, what questions were omitted that should be there, and so forth. And this particular scale was particularly well received by the young people who piloted. The items included in the scale are listed on the slide. They're relatively standard around questions around the extent to which adults involved in the program listen to the views of youth, engaged youth in decision-making within the program, and the extent to which youth felt that they had voice and some influence over decisions within the program, as well as the extent to which youth felt they were, you know, highly involved in program activities and found them challenging and interesting. And then beyond that, the extent to which youth saw that participating in the program would open up future pathways for them. And we used a simple 5-item response scale: 1 strongly agree to 5 strongly disagree. In evaluating the scale, we first conducted confirmatory factor analysis on these questions. They hung together quite well. The reliability analysis was quite good. It was 86 for the overall very diverse sample, and then ranged between 73 and 0.91 when subsamples were broken out for each of the 4 programs. And then in terms of construct validity, you know, the numbers again were pretty good. And then because this is a participatory dialogue-based research project, we weren't going to go on the numbers alone. It was the interpretation of the scale, the use value of the scale identified by youth and by program staff. So data interpretation meetings conducted with youth and with adults from the programs reflected the reliability and the validity of the scale. What we found in the analysis was that active program participation correlated with reported sexual risk reduction practices over the past year quite significantly, and again with sexual risk reduction practices reported over the past 3 months. And the proxy measure that we used for that was whether or not a young person had had sex during that period and the extent to which, if they had had sex, they used a condom, the consistency with which they reported using condoms. Further, the active program participation scale correlated quite well with a summary, a very broad summary of sexual and drug-related risk reduction practices. What we were interested in was looking at the dynamics of this, not just simply the correlation. So we broke out by gender, dichotomized the participation variable, and dichotomized the sexual risk reduction variable. And again, this is formative research, but the findings were going in the hoped for expected direction. High participation for both males and females, young men, young women, was more closely associated with no sex or with consistent condom use, and lower participation was more closely associated with inconsistent condom use for both genders. And again, for the, it was interesting, you know, when you look at the slide, don't assume that the 13 to 15 year olds were not sexually active. However, they reported consistently more adherence to risk reduction practices if they were sexually active. For the 16 and 17-year-olds and the 18 to 24-year-olds, again, there was the association of higher participation with higher risk reduction practices, okay, lower risk. Our conclusions around this were that higher levels of participation, you know, did, you know, point in the direction of less risk-taking. This is snapshot information, so we don't have any ability to really draw a sense of the causes. That's in a future study. But the core association that we were expecting to find was present in this data. Further, we found that this scale was quite reliable. It was easily administered, and the kids found it really, really useful. They liked reflecting on these questions. They liked having an opportunity to discuss with program staff ways that participation could be improved and ways that it was working quite well. In terms of future steps, a longitudinal study is needed to really demonstrate the causal relationships between the characteristics of participation and the dynamics of risk and risk reduction. And however, if you look at global efforts and national efforts to boost participation by youth in HIV prevention programs and to ramp up the quality of engagement, it seems that people are on the right track, at least in relation to this data. Our next steps are we are just launching a larger exploratory study that's supported by the National Institute of Nursing Research. This will be a somewhat larger sample, 300 young people, a narrower age range, 13 to 17, where probably the from our data, it looks like the dynamics are forming and we'll get a more interesting and somewhat more nuanced story in terms of where participation kicks in, how it works with risk reduction practices, you know, what It's interesting in terms of this pilot data. It was for the older girls that the cost of lack of participation was clearest in terms of higher risk rates. But we want to look at kind of where that emerges in terms of the experiences of the kids involved in programs. And also we're including eight programs rather than four programs. We also, this is the scale that I'm talking about now, is one of several that are part of a larger approach to characterizing program participation qualities. We're looking also at program climate, at mesosystems, the extent to which an HIV prevention program works to build connections with schools, with communities, with families, with peer groups, broader linkages like that, the intensity and duration of the young person's involvement with the program. And we expect that this will generate what we hope will be an easily administered, user-friendly, locally useful global scale measuring program participation characteristics. If you want to follow up and hear more about the study, here's my contact information, and I'll be glad to hear from you. Thanks very much.